Just allowing the awareness to begin to shift to the breath now. Just allow the breath to be this wonderful, deep, soft, sort of spiraling energy that's going to draw your awareness into the body. Just sinking down. I'm beginning to tune into this group frequency. Perhaps giving the suggestion that it's my intention to tune into the ascension configuration group morphic field, to begin to allow your body to tune to the highest frequency bandwidths that exist in that morphic field. As you breathe, you will expand this field of ours, this configuration of all of our weaves of light. It is larger now. It is getting larger. And in this moment, in your now moment, everyone who is going to be a part of this group is already is connected. We're all here. In this now moment, yes, you feel that, don't you? We feel that now. When we expand out beyond space and time and those limitations that have been put onto our consciousness and our soul's expression, yes, you feel that now. And beyond this, our morphic field, our configuration specific to the ascension path and the support of one another's ascension path, our configuration then connects to the greater ascension grid systems of this planet, whose nodal points would be groupings and gatherings of other beings around the planet. Ah, you see, we've just gone from 0 to 60 in, what, 2 minutes here? It's perfect. Good. Because the energies were feeling a little bit heavy, a little bit like an oil slick. And they were feeling a little like inertia. A lot of this was landing in the gut. And partly that is because the physical body is having to integrate a staggering array of pieces of information. Some of these, let's say, in the form of picking up on the collective. There are times when we go through, let's say, an upgrade, and our fields expand, we could say, there is a period often of a sort of a permeability where we haven't quite yet stabilized at that new frequency, locked in. And it's those times sometimes where it's as though the field is a little more tender, and therefore the body, the sweet body, is going to feel that a little bit more as well. And as I said, a lot of this has been landing in the gut, in the enteric nervous system, low down in the body for a lot of us. The body is both, if you are listening to this, the body is both unhooking from the third dimensional matrix and the manifest, these dense manifest realms. The body is attempting to unhook as per your instructions, as per your soul's higher self and light body instructions. It is time. And you are here on the ascension path doing this work. So the body's attempting to unplug, yes, but at the same time, the body is being buffeted, deluged with low vibrational frequency bandwidths from that very third dimensional matrix, the lower manifest realms. The body, as per your soul's instructions, is attempting to download, integrate, receive light codes from your higher dimensional light bodies. From the sun, the solar stargate of the sun. Oh, there's so much help pouring into us, but the body has to receive it. And it will take a wave of it. What we are working toward more and more with this group and in my work and in our ascension path in general is we're trying to help the body to be able to not just feel the get washed with that wave of higher frequencies, let us say, and upgrades, but to be able to anchor it. Now that's something a little bit different. The body's got to be able to anchor it. And then we get to the cell. And I tell you, Master, we're going to be working with this more and more and more. This is going to be a theme. I can see this. This is going to be a theme. So we're going to keep coming back to the body at deeper and deeper levels. Good. So what I feel shifted here now is there is a little more compassion now for the body, where perhaps an hour ago or a day ago, there was a little more, there was a little bit of a crunchy relationship that you were having with the body, perhaps. But now there's a layer of understanding. Ah, yes. My dear sweet body. Okay, I get it now. The body is attempting to span a massive dimensional range through this ascension process. And here's where, in part, this group comes in. This beautiful group energy that we are creating. Because here is a reservoir that you can draw from. You feel the power. If the body receives an upgrade, a realignment, a reconfiguration, it's not that any one of us did the healing on you. It is this group, it is the power of this particular light configuration that, yes, continues to shift and grow and expand as each new person finds their way to this group, finds their light weave and how they fit and shine forth their unique signature into the fabric of this magnificent pattern that we're creating in the quantum field. Use this in the week to come, let us say, at some point. Pause. You can place the hands over the ascension stargate of your heart. Say, I'm intending now to connect to the ascension configuration group morphic field. To recalibrate to the highest frequencies that exist within that field, within that pattern. I'm giving my body permission to tune to those high frequencies, to recalibrate and reconfigure. And then, Master, because there is a thread of fatigue running through a lot of the light workers now, and then, Master, I encourage you, let the light do the work. Let the group configuration and the quantum light codes within, let that do the work. Let the light of your soul's vibrational signature do the work. And this is not some kind of human shirking of your responsibility or anything like that. Trust this now, feel this now. You have done a tremendous amount of work. Not you, the personality. Although you, the personality, must be continuing with your work to navigate this process skillfully. So give yourself credit for the work that you have done on that level. And trust that the parallel explorations of your greater soul field consciousness, trust that in those explorations, those higher dimensional, higher vibrational iterations of you, that you are holding patterns of great light, tremendous light. Some of you have come from a long, long way to help to call the earth grids into being, yes? And some of you are anchoring light codes onto the planet and suffusing those grids with light and light codes and ascension codes as the ground crew. This is playing out on so many different levels. You at the highest levels, working with light, anchoring with light, moving light. You can trust who you are at the highest levels. You can trust the light that you are, that you weave, that you work with so masterfully. The human aspect that is listening to this right now, I promise you, you can trust that. You can rest in that. Just for a little. Just for a while, every now and then. Let yourself rest in that and let the light do the work of light. Sometimes light blazes and it dismantles what is not of the light. Sometimes light alchemizes, and there are energies there potent that just need to be up-leveled so that they can express at a higher frequency. Let the group energy do the work. Your light signature is an integral part of that pattern. Allow the body to feel supported, and the body can also sort of recalibrate, because the light signatures and the holographic templates, let's say, of all of us in this group energy, they are all in that morphic field. So play with this. Expand your idea of what is possible here. You can give the suggestion for your current time physical form to begin to tune to, once again, the highest dimensional templates for the physical body that are in this morphic field. And just sink back, give yourself a few minutes, 10 minutes, do this perhaps before you fall asleep. Set that intention. Connect to this group energetic and let the body recalibrate to the highest vibrational or dimensional holographic templates that are wired into or coded into this pattern. You have done so much work already. And there is more to come, yes, and some of it is simply going to be just getting through what is coming. And there are going to be times, of course, of more focused work. Yes, light work. And also human work. The human work of navigating discomfort between two people in that space in between that came up last week. Navigating that space in between when it is uncomfortable and doing so as skillfully as possible. That is good human work. Tuning to your beautiful body prism and listening to the cell consciousness and responding skillfully to the body's needs, that is good human work right now. There is work more to come. But just for now, let yourself sink back. Let yourself be held, feel this group of powerful light beings who came, each one of us who came to this planet with a desire to serve, to uplift, to expand, to anchor light. Let yourself be held by that. Remember the path of light. Remember your fifth dimensional timeline trajectory that you are on, your feet on that path, your feet magnetic to that path. Remember. And the light that shimmers up around you, the light that vibrates up through the cells of your body, the light that fills your body, the potentials, the codings, the activations from this path, your path, your fifth dimensional ascension path. And remember the highest truth of your being. I am light. light I am. I am light. Light I am. I am light.